time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru back for another week of action here in the Valley. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Early season, April it is. June is many moons away. That will be postseason time. There was a lot of good action last year, so we're expecting that again out of the Valley. Always good. Always postseason action in the Valley, no matter what time of year it is.
Of course. It seems weird. I feel like we've been in the thick of it for a few weeks. It's really just the third week of the spring season. Still pretty early.
Early. And what's not early is college, though. We got our two big colleges, UMass Lowell and Merrimack, duking it out. And I poked around it, got some baseball and softball standings. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, none of the teams are really standing out. I mean, you got for baseball standings, Merrimack in the Northeast Conferences way down. They're fourth to last, 5-10 in the NEC. 9-22 overall, so not a great start at all there. They have won one at the time of this recording for a streak, so hopefully you can get more than that and get on the upswing. And over in America East baseball standings, where you have our friends in Lowell, UMass Lowell, 5-7 in the conference, second to last, 11-22 overall. And on top of that one is Maine. I should have said who's on top of the Northeast. It's going to be Central Connecticut, 16-2 in the conference, ahead of our friends Farley Dickinson. You know them, right?
Oh, yeah. Farley Dickinson. Yep. Won the big upset.
Mm-hmm. NCAA March Madness for men's. They lost to Merrimack in the finals of the America and the Northeast Conference, and then went because Merrimack wasn't eligible yet to go in the tournament. It was too bad. We could have had Merrimack in there.
Yeah, I still don't understand how that rule is to be, but
yeah,
it's there. It's not a new thing either.
Yep. 2023 softball standings in the Northeast Conference. Our friends at Merrimack doing better than the baseball foes, counterparts, I should say, 9-6 in the conference, and they won two in a row. They're 13-20 overall, but again, you just get into that conference and do some damage, you're in the NCAAs. LIU, which one's that, Nick? What school is that? They're on top.
Is that CW Post, Long Island University? Ooh. CW Post?
It could be. Yeah. Yeah. LIU softball. Let's see. LIU softball is official LIU Sharks. Still haven't been giving me the actual name of the college. Poking around, folks. Let's see what we got. LIU. I think they are the. You're right, Long Island University. Okay, Long Island University on top. Going over to softball. Yeah,
okay. They were formerly called the CW Post Campus of Long Island. So I'm going back to when I was at UMass Lowell. I know they play that team.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Cool. And then UMBC is on top of the American East Conference at the time of this recording. And UMass Lowell is fourth. There's only six teams in that division. So they're fourth out of six. Mm-hmm. UMass Lowell softball, 5-6 in the conference, 15-21-1 overall. Are you missing anybody? No, I think that covered it, right? So it doesn't look like I don't think any of our local colleges have winning record, but they're doing good in the softball one seems to be in the mix in the conference, while baseball is way down trying to climb out of a big hole.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and on the other side, we're going to catch up, get a little state of the state for North Andover Athletics, talking to its AD after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Cucuru, the team of Nick and Nick, here with our one and only guest of the day, North Andover Athletic Director Steve Nugent. What's going on, Steve?
How's it going, guys?
Good. Is this the one season where you're coach slash AD, or do you do that dual role in other seasons as well?
Thankfully, this is the only season that I do that. It's a little bit crazy right now.
Yeah. And is that... Which track team is that, boys and girls, or just the one side?
So I coach, I'm the head coach for the boys team at North Andover, but we have a big staff, we work together. So, we all coach an event or two, but we coach both genders.
So. Okay. Yeah. So let's start there. Like, what's the latest and greatest with the track programs?
North Andover track's on an epic ride right now. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't want to talk about it too much. So I'll try to say very little about the success. We're blessed to have amazing athletes. We've got a huge coaching staff that most of them are working for peanuts. But it's just we use the term track family. We don't use it too, lightly or loosely. It really is like a labor of love. And we've got 260 athletes between the two teams out for track right now. And, both the boys and the girls teams are very competitive and we're having a lot of fun.
Wow, 260. That's unbelievable. So you're going 3-4 deep in every event. There's a million events in the spring.
Yeah, it's 17 for a dual meet, guys. And for us, it's great. Competition's a beautiful thing, right? So the beast has kind of fed itself, and these guys and girls are competing every day at practice for an opportunity to, put the singlet on Wednesday and represent the school. And so it's great. It's been a great thing.
Nick, if you took two of your teams that you covered down in Gloucester, Nick's also the sports editor of the Gloucester Times.
I just came back from the Gloucester track meet, and he was very happy that he has 95 kids in the two programs combined. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot for them. But if you combine Manchester Essex and, the whole program of athletics, is there 260 athletes that participate in the whole program, Nick?
I doubt it.
Yeah. The benefits of that large school, so let's go around the horn, sticking with the theme of spring, Steve. What's exciting you coming back this year? It's early going, maybe like a quarter of the way through the season, but what excites you about some of those other teams on the North Andover High spring scene?
It's been exciting for me, just being in my second year, learning a little bit more because, as a track coach for 20 something years, I spent my time mainly at the track. So getting to see lacrosse, both boys and girls, and I still haven't quite figured out all the rules, but, watching games, weekly, boys volleyball, our softball team and baseball team, we've been very blessed. Our boys and girls tennis teams, we've got over 500 athletes out in the spring, competing right now. So it's just, there's a good vibe at North Andover High School right now, just because you feel like we're, somewhat returning to normal since pre-COVID.
Yeah, big time. Steve, how's it been? This is the second school year with the statewide rankings. I know last year was a bit of an adjustment. It seems like this year teams really know what they're looking for now and schedule accordingly. Has that happened over in your place too?
I think it's still a work in progress. I think I know for specifics, you know, we're working on our fall schedules these past couple of months. And I know our coaches are really trying to be, you know, smart about, or not smart, but they're trying to schedule teams that will fit what their outlook is going to be. So for instance, if they're not as strong and they're looking to make the tournament, they might look to schedule some schools that, you know, are looking for games and wouldn't be maybe as competitive. For the most part, though, we're looking for teams that are going to help our rankings. And, you know, we've got a squad that's going to be above 500 or even better. And we're looking for teams that are going to be, you know, give us points, I guess, you know, whether we win, lose or draw, and help us in those rankings. So I think it's still a work in progress. No one quite knows the algorithm that exists out there, but I think they've got a better idea as to how to manipulate it to a point where it's, you know, benefiting our kids and giving us opportunities to compete in the state tournament.
And Steve, that skill, again, we're here with North Andover Athletic Director Steve Nugent. Is that a new skill set that coaches have to gain? Scheduling, scheduling a good, you know what I mean? Like if you're applying for a North Andover High School varsity coach's job, I'm sure that's going to come up in the conversation. Like, what's your experience with scheduling in this new system? What do you think about it?
And I think, honestly, I mean, thankfully, I haven't had to, I'll probably have to add that question to the next time we have to interview. But I think right now, there's no doubt. It's like I said, it's a work in progress. I think people are still trying to figure things out. You know, for instance, would go back to last fall and in our conference, Merrimack Valley, it wasn't really looked as favorably for soccer. Boys and girls soccer, our league champions were basically on the road in the first round of the playoffs, you know, out of 32 to 38 teams. You know, on the flip side of that, boys and girls basketball, the MVC, you know, our league schedule is very competitive and it's looked very favorably in the statewide system. So, you know, boys basketball specifically, you know, we had a great run. But we, you know, we were one of, I think, 8 teams in the top 15 or something like that. It was crazy how many teams we had in the Division I tournament that were highly seeded and at home the first round. So, you know, that's something you're right. It's a bit of a skill set and just kind of knowing the lay of the ground and really, again, going back to the team you think you have. If you think you have a team that has a chance of making a run, you want to schedule them so they're battle tested and they have an opportunity to have a favorable schedule in the tournament.
Yeah, Steve, you mentioned the winter basketball tournament. We had the captains on from the team talking about that semifinal run. You know, talk about it from the perspective of an AD. I mean, absolute shark tank that entire bracket was. Now they got survived 3 tough opponents to get to the semis.
Yeah, we were, you know, that was, you know, somewhat it's luck of the draw because the number 1 seed lost. We were the number 9 seed, I believe. And we ended up getting 3 home games and it was unbelievable. You know, the atmosphere in Crozier Gym, you know, and you know, the crowds just got bigger. The teams we played traveled better. I mean, when we hosted Waltham, I mean, you know, I think we had close to 2,000 people in our gym and I would guarantee at least half of them were from Waltham because it was just an awesome atmosphere. That town, that city traveled really well. But yeah, I mean, between Coach Tanglis and that those boys gave us a lot of things to think about and remember from that winter season.
Yeah, and I think the boys, if I remember, Nick, they were particularly happy that they advanced farther than Andover versus any other team. Because I'll be honest, the Valley, us, Nick and me, we didn't have North Andover on the radar for that far in advancement. We had Andover in the mix. We had Lawrence. And North Andover surpassed them all. It had a historic season. Those kids just seemed to get along really well, huh?
I think, you know what, as a lifelong coach, and there's a lot to be said about, you know, the yin and the yang, the talent and, you know, the cohesiveness or the character of your group. And I think for sure, I'll tell you, Paul Tanglis has got to be one of the best coaches out there. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm a little biased. I'm a North Andover guy. He's a North Andover guy. But I mean, he gets every ounce of energy and preparation out of his kids. But those kids really bought into what he was selling and really to each other. And I think that was something that was like, it was a great microcosm of what you would aspire to have for all your coaches and your programs, for sure.
Absolutely. Steve, take us around, you know, the spring, only 3 weeks in, still a little bit early, but anyone making any eye-popping maneuvers so far?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm going to try to mention everybody as quick as I can. So I apologize for me talking so rapidly. You know, starting off with tennis, you know, both Our boys are struggling a little bit. We had a great coach, Derek Williams, second year. Carrie LaPierre is our coach for the girls tennis team. So both are off to decent starts. Boys got their first win last week. Girls, I think, are 500. Boys volleyball, it's kind of been a nice surprise. Mike Scammon, he's one of our, he's our head coach. He has, our numbers are really strong. So we're able to kind of squeeze out three matches most days against the teams. I think they've only got one loss in the season. I think they're in the top. They're definitely in the top 20. You know, early season surprise, I guess I would say, but he's got a good athletic group that's really playing well. Baseball, I mean, Todd Doolin's always got a strong baseball program. They just won a walk-off last night against Haverhill. Softball team led by Caitlin Flanagan. She is dynamic. She's one of our AP teachers, and they're a strong team. They won again today, so I think they might have two losses on the season. I think for me, you know, it's hard not to talk about our two lacrosse teams. I think both boys lacrosse has been strong. They made the tournament last year, won a game. They lost down at Franklin, but Steve Zeller's got that group undefeated right now. They've been scoring a ton of goals. And they won the first round of the Players' Cup against Melrose. They're going up against, I want to say, Lexington in the next round tomorrow. They're up in the top 20. And then our girls' lacrosse program, they did not make the tournament last year. First-year coach Jen Pino, she's got her group. They've only got one loss. It was a one-goal loss to Central Catholic. I think they're 6-1 right now. I'm not sure if they're ranked, but they should be ranked. But they're playing great right now, too.
Oh, thanks for that report. Listen, the rapid report works for us for sure.
All right.
Yeah, well covered. You know, Steve, finally, last question, looking at the whole role of the athletic director. This is your second year now. What sort of technology are you most buried in every day? Would it be email or text?
Oh, God. Both. I both. I honestly, typically when I tell people, actually, it's funny, even setting this up, Dom, you know, with you guys.
Yeah.
I think text is probably the easiest way to get me because I can't go to bed if I've got a text lingering. So I might save a text to remind me to get back to somebody in the morning if it's too late. Yeah. Email, though, I mean, God, I'm spending most of this vacation trying to catch up. You know, I like to keep my inbox under 100. It's probably like 350 right now. So. Those are the things that stress me out on top of everything else. So I did have a full head of black hair before the season started,
you got the Obama effect going on. He looked like he was like 31 when he took over, and then he looked 81 when he finished.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of the ADs tell us about just being buried, and you know, you're not even working just on the current season too. I mean, you're like you just said, you're scheduled in the fall now. So
yeah,
you got to make sure those facilities are going to be ready. Talk to building and maintenance. Is this field going to be ready by August? Is that, you know, so yeah, we get it. Steve Nugent, North Andover Athletics Director. Thanks. And best of luck going forward, finishing up year number two.
Awesome. Dom and Nick, thank you for making time for me. I truly appreciate the opportunity to brag about our teams.
Anytime. All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too, guys. Take care.
Take care. All right, that was Steve Nugent, North Andover Athletics Director. And after the break, finishing up, you don't want to miss it. What is Nick Kukuru's top Merrimack Valley moment from the week? What is Dom Nicastro's top Merrimack Valley moment from the week?
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
back at it. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk finishing up with a few nuggets, Nick, and this is week two of our Knicks top moment, Dom's top moment. We can't do Knicks top moment and Knicks top moment, even though that's our brand, Nick and Nick, but that's just too confusing. So let's start with Nick's top moment in the Merrimack Valley for this week. What do we got?
Yeah, an early season softball showdown. Tewksbury and Chelmsford, 2-1 Tewksbury win. Sam Perkins with a solo home run. Samantha Ryan, 10 strikeout, one hitter for the Redmen, who made a deep run last year and look poised to do. I know Perkins and Ryan were both on that team, so they look like a team that's built for the long haul.
Yeah, and, you know, when a solo home run, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just imagining what the reaction was from her teammates, because these girls are so supportive of each other. You hit a ground ball to the pitcher, you get cheered on. You know? But there must have been an explosion there when she went deep, and that's awesome. Solo home run. I wonder if that was a fenced in, you know, home run. If it is, even better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or as a gapper in a no fence field, but alas, we don't know.
Either way, it takes a poke to hit one.
Yeah. Yeah. You're either hitting a solid line drive or, you know, good for her. And let's go to Dom's top moment. Of course, several dozens of locals out of the valley running in the Boston Marathon, and includes the race director, Dave McGilvery's own, North Andover's own, I should say, Dave McGilvery. He is the race director of the Boston Marathon, and what he does, Nick, he starts around 3:30 a.m., according to Bill Burt's article in the Eagle Tribune on Marathon Monday, directs, you know, the race, and then finds time to run it himself after.
That's nuts.
He's run 51 overall, and the last 36 in the Bill Burt article says he's run the course after hours, so like 7:28 p.m. exactly. So after doing all that, he gets out there and runs the course, probably like an unofficial thing. Maybe it's official thing. I don't know. But let's see what he says here. He tells Bill Burr, it doesn't feel so long ago that I was 18 years old, sitting on the curb at mile 21, wondering if I would ever get a chance to finish the Boston Marathon. If I could go back and tell my younger self that he goes on to finish that day and 50 more editions, I can't imagine his reaction. So.
I can't imagine running that course. I mean, because that course goes through like city streets and, you know, town streets, probably traffic.
Yeah. And Bill Burt points out that McGilvery of North Andover also, a team with a vision organization inducted him into their Hall of Fame, during a dinner. So that's 2 days before the marathon. And that organization, what they do is they pair blind and sighted runners together to complete, you know, these endurance races across the country. And Dave's a big part in helping that. They support the Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. All funds, you know, raised go to their statewide vision rehabilitation services. And he was also featured speaker McGilvery was this week at the Boston Marathon Expo, where world marathon champion Becca Peasy interviewed him about a long history with the race. Cool. So
good stuff.
Dominic's top moments in the books in the valley. So we will call it another show. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Stay with us here. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, MSONUSports.com. Every single week we are out with a show. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.